Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. Most American school kids are taught that communism is a social and political ideology created by Germans Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels in the mid-19th century and championed by Russian Vladimir Lenin in the early 20th century. The U.S. Congress's Committee on Un-American Activities was set up in 1938 to investigate Americans who were engaged in promoting this so-called foreign threat in the U.S. Yet communism may not be as un-American as some think. In fact, the United States actually played a small but significant role in the rise of communism by hosting one of the first communist experiments early in the 19th century. In 1813, a wealthy British businessman and philanthropist named Robert Owen published a book called A New View of Society, which included concepts like the redistribution of wealth, public ownership of land, and communal education. In 1825, he bought 30,000 acres of land in Indiana to create a self-contained community based on these notions. He invited 1,000 settlers, nearly all of them U.S. residents, to live and work in his commune, which he named New Harmony. Within 4 years, the New Harmony experiment failed. Owen attributed the failure to the excessive infighting that occurred between the various ethnic and religious groups of the village. Nonetheless, Owen's ideas were noticed a generation later by Marx and Engels, who wrote the Communist Manifesto. So an idea put into practice in Indiana was one of many early seeds that gave rise to Marxist communism. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities.